بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن انس رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يتبع الميت ثلاثة: أهله وماله وعمله، ويرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد. يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. متفق عليه. Continuing with the hadith, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the funeral procession of a person is followed with three things: his family, his wealth, and his actions. Two things return and one thing remains with him. His family and his wealth returns, and the actions of this person remain with him. We were mentioning the poem which Abdullah bin Kurz radiallahu ta'ala anhu formulated, which is a further explanation of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Continuing with that poem, he mentioned the example of the second brother. The mayyit addresses him, قَدْ كُنْتُ جِدًّا أُحِبُّهُ. This is that brother whom he loved intensely, whom he favored over the others in every aspect of his life, indicative of the family of a person, person's children, etc. How many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we find a person breaks, how many sacrifices a person makes in this world to ensure the future financial prosperity of his family. So now at the time of his death, figuratively he addresses his family that I did so much for you. Now this great test is facing me of what possible benefit can you be to me. So Abdullah bin Quraiz continues that what is the response of his family. They say, غَنَائِي أَنِّي جَاهِدٌ لَكَ نَاسِحٌ إِذَا جَدَّ جِدُّ الْكَرْبِ غَيْرُ مُقَاتِلِي وَلَكِنَّنِي بَاكٍ عَلَيْكَ وَمُعْوِلٌ وَمُثْنٍ بِخَيْرٍ عِنْدَ مَنْ هُوَ سَائِلِي. That oh my brother, the family addresses this person, that the best I can do for you is that I will strive for you. I will be your well-wisher. I will get you the best possible treatment for your illness, for your disease. I will do your khidmat, and I will assist you. However, death is such a thing, mort is such a thing, that once that moment comes, the intensity of your death actually starts, then I cannot fight your death on your behalf. I cannot die in your place. You will have to die yourself. But one more thing I will do for you is that I will cry a great deal once you pass away. I shall weep for you intensely, and whenever anybody asks me about you, I will praise you excessively. وَمُتَّبِعُ الْمَاشِينَ أَمْشِي مُشَيِّعًا أُعِينُ بِرِفْقٍ عُقْبَةَ كُلِّ حَامِلِي. And when your janaza is being carried, I will also lend my shoulder. I won't carry you myself, but I will assist the others that are carrying you. And whilst carrying you, I will be kind, I will be gentle in the manner in which I lift you. Once Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu entered the graveyard of Jannatul Baqi, of Medina Munawwara, Jannatul Baqi, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu addressed the residents of the graves, and he said, Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-qubur min al-muslimin. He said, peace be upon you, residents of these graves. And then Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, addressing them, said, Khabru ma indana, that listen to the message from our side. And we find, my respected brothers, this is the reality of our lives. We make so much of effort on our families. We make so much of effort to acquire the material things of this world. And very often at the expense of amal, at the expense of our akhirat. Break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please our children or to keep them happy in this world. But the reality is, when death has to occur, when a person goes towards the graveyard, when he's been put in that ground, the family is going to be of no avail to you. Likewise, the wealth which we amassed, if it was amassed in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, It is not going to be of avail to that mayyit. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who addressing the residents of the grave, he says, peace be upon you, residents of these graves. خَبْرُ مَا عِنْدَنَا, listen to the message from our side. أَنَّ أَزْوَاجَكُمْ قَدْ تُزُوِّجَتْ, the wives whom you loved intensely, you did everything for them, today they are married to other people. أَنَّ دُوَرَكُمْ قَدْ سُكِنَتْ, the houses which you were proud about, which you built, which you erected, today other people are living in those homes. أَنَّ أَمْوَالَكُمْ قَدْ تُفُرِّقَتْ, the wealth which you amassed and accumulated of this world has been distributed to others. So from the grave, Allah Ta'ala made it such that the response came, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that peace be upon you, أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, خَبْرُ مَا عِنْدَنَا, now listen to the message from our side. In other words, from the side, from عَلَمِ أَرْوَاح, from the, that is from عَلَمِ بَرْزَخ, listen to the message from our side. أَنَّمَا قَدَّمْنَا وَجَدْنَا, أَنَّمَا أَنْفَقْنَا رَبِحْنَا, أَنَّمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسِرْنَا, that which we sent ahead, a'mal which we did, we have found it now. That which we spent in the way of Allah has been multiplied for us. The Prophet, we are procuring it now. And Umar, that which we left behind, which we didn't utilize for akhirat, khasirna, we have lost it forever. So this, Abdullah bin Qurz radiallahu ta'ala anhu, explains this is the reality of one's family. And then the next poem is Ajib. Like I mentioned, when I attempted starting this particular poem, it is impossible, obviously, to do justice in any other language, but the manner in which he expresses it, he says, إِلَىٰ بَيْتِ مَثْوَاكَ الَّذِي أَنْتَ مُدْخَلُ أَرْجِعُ مَقْرُونًا بِمَا هُوَ شَاغِلِي كَأَلَّمْ يَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدٍّ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَاذُلِ. Allahu Akbar. He says, I will lend my shoulder and I will lend support as your janazah is being carried. And I will go right up till the graveyard. And thereafter, I will put you into the sand. Ila bayti mathwaq. I will take you now to your next destination. Anta mudkhalu. I will put you into the sand. I will throw the sand over you. And thereafter, arji'u maqrunan bima huwa shaghili. Unfortunately, my father, my mother, unfortunately, I will have to leave you behind. Why? Because I have other occupations. Many instances, I've got my own children to look after. I've got my own business to look after. I've got my own life to look after. So I have to leave you there and I have to return back. And then, what does this brother, what does his family say? He says that eventually I will get so involved in my own occupations, that a time will come, كَأَلَّمْ يَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةُ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَاذُلِ, a time will come as if there had never been any friendship between us. And as if there had never been any love or any relationship between us. Like the other day, when Alim was mentioning in one bayan, I've mentioned this before also, he says, I went once to a graveyard, attended one janazah. After the janazah, there was one youngster whose father had passed away. I said to that youngster, take me to the grave of your father so I can read some Fatiha, make some dua. This youngster pointed at one grave, and as I stood at the grave, the uncle of this mayyit, of this deceased, said, bhai, this is not your father's grave. Your father's grave is that side. In other words, in this lifetime, the youngster didn't even know where his father was buried. كَأَلَّمْ يَكُنْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكَ خُلَّةٌ وَلَا حُسْنُ وُدِّمْ مَرَّةً فِي التَّبَاذُلِ, I will get so involved in my own life, in my own commitments, in my own children, in my own future, that a time eventually will dawn with the movement of the sands of time, as if no relationship existed between us. You will forget the father, forget the mother, forget that same mayyit, that same deceased that finished themselves in order to ensure the financial prosperity of the next offspring. This is the reality. So Abdullah bin Qurz radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَذَاكَ أَهْلُ الْقَبْرِ وَذَاكَ غَنَاؤُهُمْ فَذَاكَ أَهْلُ الْمَرْءِ وَذَاكَ غَنَاؤُهُمْ وَلَيْسَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا حِرَاسًا بِطَائِلِي. This is the family of this person, and this is the benefit that they can give him. And even if they decided or they desire to do anything more for him, that is the maximum which they can do for this person. وَقَالَ مْرُؤٌ مِّنْهُمْ أنا الأخ لا ترى أخا لك مثلي عند كرب الزنازلي. Then this person, Abdullah bin Qurs radiallahu ta'ala, who says, having addressed the one brother which represented his wealth, and having addressed the one brother which represented his family, he now turns to the third brother. This one is weak. Like they say in Urdu, Lula Langra. This one is crippled. This one is weak. He hadn't paid much attention to this brother. Now in this moment of desperation, in this moment of need, he turns to this third brother, and this brother addresses him in the following manner, that أَنَا الْأَخُ لَا تَرَى أَخًا لَكَ مِثْلِي عِنْدَ كَرْبِ الزَّلَازِلِ. That, oh my brother, oh Abba Jan, oh Amma Jan, oh my brother, I will not be say to you like your family said to you, and I will not say to you like your well said to you, but at this juncture, when you are facing this terrible test, the sakarat of maut is such a thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut wa ghamaratil maut. That Allah assist me and help me with the sakarat, with the tremor at the time of death. So the amal will say, in the karbiz zalazili, now when this maut will come, when this crush will come, when this crunch will come upon you, I will bear it with you. Like when a person is traveling in a car, if it's a bumpy road, a lot of times the effect of the bump is borne by the shock absorbers. The car has shock absorbers which tend to make it easy to pass over the bumpy road. So in the same way, this amal says, I will cushion you, I will support you, and I will bear karbis zalazili, I will bear the tremor and the difficulty and the hardships at the time of your death on your behalf.